It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
1039mypigradio.com. We're talking with our friends Mark and Molly from the United Way Greater Texarkana. And, of course, they are our friends, our guests from the community today. And how's the summer been going for you guys?
Been going great. Great.
Say it again. Yep. I'll turn on your microphone.
There we go.
Been going great, he said.
Everything's wonderful.
Perfect.
Yep. And so now it's the end of July. 1st of August is coming up next week, and of course, it's back to school time, even though most of the kids don't want to hear it. It is that time.
It happens.
So it's Stop the Bus.
Yay!
Which has been going on for I don't know how long now, but it is a great program that helps kids and parents get the things that they need for all these school supplies.
Right.
And things kind of changed up a little bit last year with COVID.
They did.
And you saw that, hey, this is actually a better way. So talk a little bit about
process.
That. Yeah.
Well, you know, pre-COVID, we had a lot of collection boxes at businesses and everything. And, you know, those, it was nice having those and having the community support. And then all those items were taken and distributed and, you know, had to be sorted out. But when COVID hit, we couldn't do the boxes anymore.
Right.
You know, due to the COVID restrictions. Yeah. And so what we had to do was buy in bulk. And we got a lot of help from out there at Texarkana Resources. And by buying in bulk, we were actually able to do even more backpacks.
Oh, that's a bonus. That's
all
fantastic.
Right. About 1,800 backpacks this year. I think we're doing around 1,900 backpacks.
Fantastic.
Great. We're servicing about four different counties, you know, Bowie and Little River County, and Miller County, Cass County. Those are the four counties that we have schools in that are being serviced.
So different schools around the area this year being serviced by this 1,900 of them.
Wow.
Backpacks.
Right.
That's
a lot. But we have a need. Uh-huh. We have a need, John. And Anna, the thing is, we need about $6,000 more dollars.
Okay.
And that's where we're at and being able to take care of the school year. And if people could just donate to help out with these backpacks. As you know, the cost is expensive.
Right.
And but we don't want any child left behind.
No, we don't.
And this is one of those things that United Way's been involved with for quite some time. And I know Kiwanis, there's a lot, like Rotary helps out. There's churches and everything that have come together with this program. And it's been going on. You said you didn't know how long. I think it's been going on about 14 years.
Yeah. I love it.
So, I mean, for people that it's been a while since they've had children in school, or maybe they got them right now and they understand.
Right.
But the school list of supplies that you need
is growing, and
it seems like it gets bigger every year. It's not cheap. It's, you know, by the time you add all that up, you got two or three kids in school. One's in elementary, one's in middle school, on and on. It's just different. They need different things.
Right.
It's a big deal
for
kids, parents to be able to do that. And it's very difficult for people that may, you know, sometimes are paycheck to paycheck and things like that. This is a huge relief for not only the parents, but for the children as well, because the kids don't need that added stress and pressure of showing up at school and going, well, man, I don't have the three binder or whatever
or
it is.
All right, the folders for the paper and the pens. And
right.
They got to have glue. They got to have sanitizer. There's so many items.
Right.
Red pens, yeah.
Yeah. And Molly, would you tell them how they can donate?
Yeah, please.
And then also the other thing is if they have a child in need, what they need to do.
Yes. So what we're encouraging this time around, since we're behind our goal a little bit, is for you to do a challenge. Mm-hmm. When we leave the radio station today, the first thing on our Facebook page is going to be our Stuff the Bus fundraiser. And we're asking that you share that, but not only share it, but challenge your friends to do the same and to donate. If you just donate even a dollar, that goes a long way. Since we're able to buy in bulk, that really, really helps. So share the Facebook status and then donate as well. And if your child is in need of a backpack and school supplies, the way to go about it is to reach out to the school district counselor and tell them that you're aware of the Stuff the Bus backpack and that you would like your child to receive one.
All right.
Okay.
We'll continue talking with Mark and Molly about how you can get involved and help out. Back to school, stuff that bus, and help out the kids with their backpacks. More of the best in most countries coming up on The Pig on a Wednesday morning. That's Tracy Byrd from East Texas, Holding Heaven on The Pig, 1039mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we've already had news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, just west of Texarkana. We're going to let them be our sponsor of our continued talk with Mark and Molly from the United Way of Greater Texarkana. And we're talking about Stuff the Bus and how you can help out there. They've got all their stuff, but they need a little help to pay for what they got.
Let's get them over the top.
They're about $6,000 short. So we were talking about the fact that just check out their Facebook page, that they're going to get up there at the top of the Facebook page about this. Share it with a friend, all your friends or whatever.
Challenge
somebody to, you know, hey, I'll give $5 or $10 or $15, $20, whatever. Yeah. And if everybody does that, they'll get it done in no time at all. And this is just, it's people helping people, which is what the United Way is all about.
Right.
And y'all continue to help parents and kids, and it can have a lasting effect on people.
All right. You know, as we talked about earlier, you know, education is key.
Mm-hmm.
And in so many communities where you see the education levels go up, the needs for all the programs we support go down.
I love
this. So it only makes sense if we're going to make a better tomorrow. Let's start them off young. Let's be able to send them to the classroom prepared so that they can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, John, unfortunately, when we're in that rocking chair days, you know, we need the young to be, you know, advancing and this entire area as we see the kiddos grow. They're the future.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
They absolutely are the future, and we want them to get the best start they can, and this is just part of it. We talk about things that kids need to do to have to be successful in school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when they're in public high school, you know, from grade school up to high school. One is making sure that they're fed properly so that you can't concentrate or do work when you're hungry.
Right.
And the second is having the supplies that they need to be able to do the work that they're supposed to do.
That's correct.
Right, so you're empowering them. I like this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this program's been around for about 14 years. I can even remember before I joined the United Way sitting out in front of a Walmart collecting supplies for this.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and having my kiddos with the buckets asking for help.
Uh-huh.
So we've been involved with it many years now.
Right.
In fact, when my kids were little.
And we know that the United Way helps out so many organizations. But if people are concerned about it or whatever, this money that you're donating for this particular cause is going directly to the stuff with the bus. It's not going to go to any other of the agencies.
No, you're exactly right.
Because you help out so many different agencies.
Right.
But and they may go, well, if I give $25, are we sure it's going to go to the stuff with the bus?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. 100% of the money's donated goes into a separate account that's been set up for Stuff the Bus. And, you know, and we have a lot of civic groups around the area, such as the Rotaries and Kiwanis. And, you know, and there's some sororities and fraternal groups and churches that help out with this program as well. But we really couldn't do this either without our friends at Texarkana Resources.
Right.
Because they have helped, you know, take on the supply that has been brought in, and then they've been stuffing the backpacks since, you know, with COVID, we couldn't get people in stuffing backpacks. So they've done it for us.
Right.
And this year we're going up. There'll be about 1,900 backpacks over a 4-county area.
Wow, yeah.
And receiving one of these, all someone needs to do is just visit their school counselor or have their parents call and say, look, I need a little help.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it.
And but, you know, Molly, you had a list that you gave some of those schools across those counties.
Yes. The schools that we're reaching this year are TASD, TISD, Hooks, Leary, Redwater, and Atlanta.
All right.
We're also helping out the Pride Academy.
Yeah,
so.
Even though they weren't able to do that actual. So that's a wide range of schools that they're helping out.
Yes.
And all you have to do, it's a little different than it used to be. You don't have to go out and buy the scissors and the paper and all that. And just donate. Donate, and they get a better deal on it anyway. All right, y'all hang around. We'll continue talking with you guys. Also, before you leave, you got to play a game as well.
Right.
But some other things we want to talk to you about as we continue on this Wednesday morning on The Pig. More of the best and most country is coming up. Don't forget, before 10 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win a family 4-pack, 4 tickets to go to Magic Springs Water Park and Amusement Park. Get in that fun before summertime ends and school starts. That's Toby Keith and My List on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible Millway with 3 locations to serve you: Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. We've been talking with our friends, guests from the community, Mark and Molly from the United Way of Greater Texarkana, talking about Stuff the Bus. Also, Mark, I know that you still got the big trip plan, and there may be time for somebody still to get in on that.
We do, and if someone were to do it, they could actually still get on that trip this week. We're going to Amsterdam to start it off, going up the Rhine River through Germany and France and finishing up in Switzerland. And then there's a little extension trip into Zurich. So it's going to be a pretty cool trip. It'll be on a boat. Most of the food is, you know, all the meals. It's going to be a wonderful time. Lots of castles, lots of great historic sites that we'll visit. And just a good friendship.
I'm going to say a trip of a lifetime with friends.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's different if you're out there trying to go by yourself or whatever. A, you're not with friends. B, it's if you were trying to do this on your own, you wouldn't be able to afford it.
No.
I'm just telling you. Y'all got a good deal on it. So, and how many days is this adventure?
This trip is about 10 days long. Mm-hmm. Starts on October the 10th is when we leave out. And so through about the 21st, depending on if they do the extension or not.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So if you're if you got the time,
give me a call.
Yeah, give him a call. Give Mark a call at the United pictures. Way, and you could take a trip of a lifetime with a bunch of friends. I mean, yeah, it's a great thing.
Oh yeah.
All right. Let's we'll kind of wrap up the stuff the bus here in just a second, but let's play a game.
Okay.
And y'all play along out there in Radio Land with Anna, Mark, and Molly. The one that came up today is Match the Mouth.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to give you a quote from somebody notable and then give you three or four people that it might be, and you pick the winner or the person that said it.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Quote, "I've learned to think I may succeed or fail, but I'm going to do so on the merit of my own instincts."
Oh.
Did Matt Damon say that? Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, Danny Glover, or Kevin Hart?
Hmm.
"I've learned to think I may succeed or fail, but I'm going to do so on the merit of my own instincts."
What do you guys think?
I do not know.
I have no idea.
Any guesses?
I don't think it was Kevin Hart.
Well, you're right. It wasn't Kevin Hart.
Okay. So.
Maybe Ben?
Yeah.
Let's go.
How about Ben?
Because
that's right.
Oh, good.
Good guess.
Good guess. We like that.
All right. Number two. Quote, "At the end of the day, if I can say I had fun, it was a good day."
Okay.
Did Jerry Seinfeld say that? Simone Biles, Scarlett Johansson, Oprah, or Mila Kunis?
Hmm.
Who said, "At the end of the day, if I can say I had fun, it was a good day"?
Well, since it's the Olympics, I'd have to go with Simone.
Yeah, we'll go with him.
That's right. Simone did say that. And unfortunately, you know, we know what how that turned out this week.
It's,
you know, it's just sad.
Yeah.
All right, quote, this is the last one. Okay. "I've learned that being a celebrity is like being a sacrificial lamb. At some point, no matter how high the pedestal that they put you on, they're going to tear you down." Did Pierce Brosnan say that? Salma Hayek, Emily Blunt, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or Megan Fox? Who said, "I've learned that being a celebrity is like being a sacrificial lamb. At some point, no matter how high the pedestal that they put you on, they're going to tear you down"?
Molly said Megan Fox.
Molly said Megan Fox.
I'm going to go with her.
Well, guess what, Molly? You are right.
Yay!
It was Megan Fox, so y'all did pretty good.
Thank you.
Match the Mouth's difficult.
I don't like it.
All right, so y'all did well. All right, one more time.
Yes.
They need to raise about $6,000 to pay for this Stuff the Bus, where they're getting the backpacks full of school materials for all these kiddos that need it across a 4 or 5 county area. There's a bunch of schools on their school districts. They need your help. Very simple way to do this is
get on our United Way of Greater Texarkana Facebook page. Our first post on the page is going to be our Stuff the Bus fundraiser. Please share it, and then just challenge your friends to donate, and please donate as well.
All right. So it's going to be very easy. Check it out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Challenge somebody, $5, $10, $15, $20, just a little bit from everybody, and they'll get it done. And it's going to be so nice when all these kids that need it get those backpacks full of school supplies, and the parents are going to go, "Whew, thank you."
Thank goodness.
You're right.
Yeah.
Anna and John, thank you all very much for having us. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys sharing what the needs are.
We always love having you in.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And anything the United Way does, puts their hands on, we know it's going to be a good thing. And yeah, if you want to take that trip of a lifetime, call Mark this week.
Yes,
please do.
Please.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.